You're listening to Rhema for Today.
The reason that Christ's words were irresistible was because they were anointed words. Anointed by the power of God. You see, he began his earthly ministry by being anointed first by God. Go with me. As he comes out to begin his public ministry of around 3.5 years at the age of 30, he walked down to the River Jordan to John the Baptist to be baptized. You remember that story? You remember that the sign of the Holy Spirit, which is what? The dove, flew down, sat on his shoulder. That was the sign that he was anointed. Remember, in the Old Testament, a sign of being anointed by God with the power of God was being having a deal of oil poured over your head.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Healing in the Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, Kenneth and Lynette will tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
And so you go out and act on those words. Now, many a young man on Wednesday at the close of the practice session, as they were changing their clothes and showering in the locker room, a coach come by and slapped them on the back and said, "Hey, you deserve the starting spot Friday night." Now, they're not started yet. But those words create such an excitement in that young man that when the game time comes, he goes wild. And the newspapers write up about sub comes off a bench, starts game, wins game for local high school or college or something. We've read those stories all along. Words. In the middle of the game, the star gets hurt and the backup player's sitting there on the bench and he's sitting there and he knows he's got to go in and he's got to replace this guy. How in the world can I do it? And the coach calls him over and he said, "Hey, listen, I believe in you. You got the goods, you just never had a chance. Now's your chance. Go out there and show the people what you can do." Words. Guy grabs his helmet and he straps it on as he's running on the field. "Give me that ball. That's all I want. This one. Give me the ball." Huh? Words. And yet we have difficulty believing the word and reacting to the word. The word of God should create in us the excitement that it just created in that young man that took that field. We can go on. When they took the fish, they'd been fishing all night, remember? Luke 5:4, Jesus said, "Launch out into the deep." Peter said, "We've been fishing all night, we ain't caught nothing." Jesus said, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the fish." And Peter said, "All right, at thy word." Simple. That's what we need to get to. We need to get to the point that when we see it in the Word or the Word of God speaks to us, at thy word. Paralytic man. In Luke 5:24, the launching of the nets was in Luke 5:4, now in 5:24. "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch and go into thy house." Luke 7:7. The centurion had came. Remember, he said, "I'm a man under authority. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house," and so forth and so on. But he said, "Say the word, and my servant will be healed. When he cast out the deaf and dumb spirit in Mark 9:25, he said, "I, dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." Said. When Jesus went over there to the country of the Gadarenes, you remember that story? There was a man that was possessed of the devils who lived among the tombs and was forever cutting himself and crying, and they tried to chain him and he broke the chains. Luke 8:29. Jesus said, "Come out, thy unclean spirit." And he came out. Words. Irresistible word. Words that the power of the enemy cannot resist. Now, why were these words irresistible? Why were these words irresistible? That's a question we need to answer. Because we don't have too much difficulty looking at God and with his words being irresistible. And a lot of people, when they look at Jesus and his words, they place him in the same position with God. But as he walked on this earth, he was not. The Bible tells us that he was a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Though the Son of God had a divine nature, he also was the Son of Man with the human nature, and that's what he ministered under. The reason that Christ's words were irresistible was because they were anointed words. Anointed by the power of God. You see, he began his earthly ministry by being anointed first by God. Go with me. As he comes out to begin his public ministry, around 3.5 years at the age of 30, he walked down to the River Jordan to John the Baptist to be baptized. You remember that story? You remember that the sign of the Holy Spirit, which is what? The dove, flew down, sat on his shoulder. That was a sign that he was anointed. Remember, in the Old Testament, a sign of being anointed by God with the power of God was having a deal of oil poured over your head. Now, I'm not talking about just a little bit of oil on your forehead. I'm talking about all of it. I read a story or heard somebody talking about an individual, and he just said, you know, he'd read where they anoint the sick with oil, and then he'd read in the Old Testament how they poured the oil on it. So he got a whole big old quart bottle of olive oil. The person down there, and he poured it right on top of their head. That actually happened. The person got healed. I don't know what happened to their clothes. But I don't imagine they cared a whole lot. They got healed. You see, whenever the Holy Spirit descended, God said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased," and so forth. Though the Son of God had a divine nature, he also was the Son of Man with the human nature, and that's what he ministered under. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Anointed words. We've been talking about all these things that he did with words. Let's go back and let's see what happened in his life. After he was anointed, You remember that he went away into the wilderness. Now, if you've never been to the Holy Land or to Israel, when they say wilderness, you don't understand what they're talking about. Because when we hear the word wilderness, we think about undergrowth and trees and so thick you can't hardly get through them and so forth and so on. That's not wilderness to them. Wilderness to them is utter desolation. I mean, there ain't nothing out there. Just an old mountain sticking up out there, and there's nothing on it but rocks, and there's no vegetation. There's not even any place to get out of the sun when it's beating down. There's no water. There's nothing. When you see wilderness in the Bible, they're talking about complete, utter place of utter desolation. We might be better to term it a desert place. Although they did have the mountains, but there was nothing on them. It was still a desert mountain. Remember, he was tempted of Satan. He walked down out of that. Well, let's turn there. Luke. Luke chapter 4. He returned to introduce the gospel for the first time. And it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Now we could go do a little teaching. The power of the Spirit is where the anointing is. Living with the power of the Spirit dominant in your life at all times means that you will live with the anointing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time. And we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
Yeah, so many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
All right.
So that's for a
gift of $25 or more. Go to your device right now to rhema.org, and it'll... Once you order it and push that send button,
yes,
it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
Send it to you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Healing in the Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.